The next few days will feel very much like the middle of summer rather than late spring, with hot temperatures and increasing humidity, and for today at least, the chance for an isolated afternoon shower or thunderstorm, although nothing like what we saw yesterday afternoon and evening. High pressure building off the East Coast, a Bermuda high will continue to pump unseasonably warm and humid air into the region through at least the first half of the weekend. You can expect plenty of sunshine today and Friday, with increasing clouds on Saturday as a front approaches the region from the west. That front will bring the chance for showers and storms late Saturday, but especially overnight and into the day on Sunday. And that frontal passage will put an end to the unseasonable high temperatures and return our high temperatures to more seasonally appropriate levels to start off next week with a return to highs in the 70s. High pressure then builds in again and brings tranquil weather for at least the first half of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of slight risk for severe storms for Oklahoma and eastern Kansas northeastward into the southern Great Lakes. A weakly capped and very to extremely unstable boundary layer is forecast by mid-afternoon over Oklahoma, with CAPE ranging from 3,000 to 4,500 joules per kilogram. Destabilization not quite as strong farther northeast over western Missouri and southeastern Kansas. The orientation of a north-south dry line over Oklahoma and southern Kansas will support explosive discrete supercell development, given the magnitude of expected deep shear and buoyancy. A large to perhaps extremely large hail threat may develop with any intense supercells. Models differ regarding the low-level mass response over Oklahoma and Kansas during the afternoon and evening, which will have an influence on the low-level shear and tornadic potential and intensity. Regardless, a large hail and damaging wind or tornado threat will exist with supercells that develop over this region. Several rounds of storms are possible over the lower Missouri River Valley, owing to both lingering storm activity from the morning and diurnally driven storms later in the day along the front. Models are in pretty good agreement in showing a moist and moderately unstable air mass developing over a large part of the region, with scattered to numerous storms expected to develop. If a substantial destabilization could occur, strong flow fields would support an appreciable tornado threat in addition to hail and or damaging winds, and perhaps higher severe probabilities than currently forecasted for a portion of that area. Eventual storm mergers and consolidation by evening would favor the gradual transition to a more straight-line wind threat that may persist all the way to Saturday morning. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high on Wednesday of 107 degrees at Ocotillo Wells, California, to a low of 26 at the Grand Canyon, Arizona. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, mostly sunny with highs near 90. Same score for Boston, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm with highs in the mid-80s. The Albany, New York climate normals for today, the average normal is 73 degrees, 92 was the record set back in 1987, and the normal minimum temperature is 52 degrees with a record of 33 set in 1967. Sunset for May 30th, 2013, 8:25 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. May 31st, 2013, sunrise at 5:20 a.m. and sunset at 8:26. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northeastern Adirondacks, central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh, Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly sunny today, warmer with highs in the mid and upper 80s with southwest winds from 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mostly clear tonight, lows will be in the mid and upper 50s with southwest winds becoming light and variable. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, as well as for the remainder of interior and southern New England, partly sunny today, a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. It'll be hot with highs in the upper 80s and low 90s and west winds around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, humid with lows in the lower 60s and southwest winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, partly sunny today, highs in the middle 80s, west winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, mostly clear tonight, lows around 60, with winds becoming light and variable. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny today, highs in the upper 80s, west winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, tonight mostly clear. Clear, humid with lows in the mid-60s and southwest winds becoming light and variable. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, partly sunny today, Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s with west winds from 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing. Lows in the lower 60s. Winds becoming light and variable. Region-wide for Friday, mostly sunny. High near 90. Saturday, chance for afternoon showers and storms. Again, near 90 degrees. Sunday, showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the low to mid 80s. Monday, showers mainly south of the immediate capital region. High temperatures in the low and middle 70s. Tuesday, mostly sunny, low 70s for highs, and Wednesday, mostly sunny with highs in the mid 70s. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.